Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maschas Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is to be learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Besachet Avan Yerziva Gahagon, Bikharav Mamesh. Now from here till the end of the Masechta, we're going to be learning about wine from a non-Jew, also called Stam Yenam. Midai Raisa, anyone using the service of Avodah Zarah is Aser, it's called Yayin Nesech. However, anytime a non-Jew touches wine, the Chashash is that he was Menasechet for his Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Gzeirah Midrabanan is all wine from non-Jews is Aser Ba'anah. And here we begin by talking about wine in the wine press. So the wine press has three parts and there's three stages in the process. Part number one is the upper part. It's called the gas. That's like the large flat area which is raised slightly above the ground. All the grapes are placed on there in a big heap, which is called the tapuach, which literally means apple. Maybe it looks like the top of an apple because of that heap. Then there were sloped boards going down. And finally at the bottom, there was the bar, the pit. That was the receptacle that all the juice went in. And the three stages in the process is that actually, first the grapes were placed on the slope going down. They were crushed a little bit just to get the juices flowing. Then they were brought back up to the top, to the gas, where they were really pressed nice and solid. Then all the juices flowed down the sloped boards into the bar in the bottom. So the Mishnah tells us, Loikhen gas be'uta min oivik hachavim. One can buy gas be'uta from a non-Jew, afal pishu noitel biyat v'nois le'tapuach, even though he's touching it with his hands and putting it onto the tapuach. We'll explain this in a moment. And that's because ve'enei nase yayin nesech ad shi'er labar. It doesn't become yayin nesech until it goes down into the bar. However, yard labar, once it goes down into the bar, masha bar, also whatever's in the bar is aser, vashar mutter, and the rest is mutter. So the Tana of the Mishnah just told us that one could buy gas be'uta from a non-Jew. This is the grapes after they've already been crushed at that first stage of the pressing process when they were put on the sloped boards. That's be'uta. They were hit, they were struck, they were mushed a little bit. One can buy them from the non-Jew, even though, as the Mishnah said, he touched them with his hands and he put them on the tapuach. The non-Jew physically picked up these grapes that already had juice flowing out of them and he put them on the top of the press. And that's because, according to this Tana, it doesn't become yayin nesech until it flows down into the bottom, into the bar, that receptacle all the way at the end of the pressing process. But up until then, any juice that flowed out that was touched by a non-Jew is not usher, so there's no problem. Now, it's important to note that the halacha is not like this Tana, and actually, the moment juice starts flowing out of the grape, if it's touched by the non-Jew, it becomes usher because of stam yenam. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, darchen im oivik hachavim bagas, a yid is allowed to press grapes with a non-Jew in the wine press. He's allowed to make wine with the non-Jew, avoloi baitzinimai, but he's not allowed to harvest the grapes with him, according to this Tana, which is the same Tana as the previous Mishnah. This is addressing two things. Number one, is a Yid allowed to get paid for doing work with a non-Jew that is Aser Ba'anah? And this Tana says yes, that's why he allows him to press these grapes and make wine with the non-Jew. Because as we said, according to this Tana, juice doesn't become Aser anyway until it flows down into the bar, and that's already after the pressing process. So when the Yid gets paid for this, it's not like he's benefiting from something that's Aser Ba'anah, because it's not Aser Ba'anah yet. Now the second thing that this Tana is addressing is regarding the Isser of making fruit in Eretz Yisrael, Tameh. And according to this Tana, it's Aser to do such a thing. That's why he says the Yid is not allowed to harvest with the non-Jew, because when he's harvesting grapes with the non-Jew touches them and makes them Tameh, and that's a problem for the Yid. Now, once again, as we said in the previous Mishnah, the halacha is not like this Tana. And actually, it's Aser for the Yid to press grapes with the guy, because the wine does become Aser right away. And also, it's Mutter to pick the grapes with him, because there's no Isser of a Yid helping a guy, even when that's going to cause the produce to become Tameh. Now, the Mishnah continues, Yisrael Shu Aseh B'Tumah, if a Yid, he's pressing his grapes in a state of Tumah, Loi Darchen V'Loi Baitzer Nimai. So another Yid is not allowed to press with him, and he's not allowed to even harvest his grapes with him, because according to all Tanaim, it's Aser for one Yid to help another Yid do things be'Iser. Avol, Moilichen Imai Chavias Lagas, Umivin Imai Minagas, he's allowed to bring empty barrels to the press with him, and bring full barrels from the press with him, because here it's not really considered like he's helping him do something be'Iser, either the Iser was already done, or it wasn't done yet. As I'm similar, Nachtoim Shu Aseh B'Tumah, if we have a Jewish baker who kneads his dough and makes it in a state of tumah, which is also problematic, loy lashon v'loy archin imay, no kneading the dough and no shaping it into loaves with him, because that's helping him do an avera, helping him do an iser, avol melichin imay pas lepalter, but he could take the bread, bring it from the baker to the guy who sells it, because what was done, and there's nothing he could do about it anyway. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, continue to discuss Stam Yenam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.